on 7HOFM in the front row with Beau.
Antebellum hit cinemas this week and touted as a brand new horror movie. Will you poop yourself? Let's find out.
We're expected to be seen, not heard. But we are the future. Our time is now.
I'm coming!
I can tell you're special.
Wherever you were before, that's over.
That's over.
You are my only way out of here.
We must choose.
With a history embedded in Confederate slavery, successful author and politically minded Veronica is forced to confront her past and present to try and overcome the nightmare she has found herself in. Horror is too strong a word for this movie. A thriller horror is more accurate. The film moves slowly, it's quite unorthodox, and the way they try to change tack at sometimes is almost a little clunky. Janelle Monáe does quite well in the lead role. They even manage to pull in the talents of Jenna Malone, who has surfed under the radar for a reasonably long time. However, her character seems a little undercooked and just confusing at times. The cast is capable, but any attempt to make a statement that they wanted with the writing was left a little undercooked. The idea, undoubtedly, in this is actually quite interesting, but it just fails to deliver scares and keep the interest required to pull it all off. Following in the footsteps of Us and Get Out, it is always going to remain overshadowed by those two, which were great films. This is definitely not a teenage scare-fest horror sort of a film. With a lot of racial tones and a lot of political statements made behind it, it suits a slightly older audience, and by all means, some people will really enjoy this. However, 3.5 Jaffers out of 10 for me. It was just that little bit too underdone to really sell it, and the writing really needed to be refined a little to stop moments from becoming eye-rolling when they should have been poignant.
The world has to find out about this.